Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sad Sam Jones. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Calm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm juggles the ball. That's an error on Calm. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Adams. Clancy moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett bunts for a single. Hunfield moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. McCurdy scores. Falk moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy scoops up the ball and tags Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Blankenship moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. McCurdy hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Blankenship. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Miller moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barrett scores. McCurdy scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Shang reaches second base with a double. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shang moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. There goes Metzler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive beyond first. Clancy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. Miller moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.